You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Bobby was late. It's an update. You're late every day. It pisses me off. And that's why I'm always mad. You're so late.
I'm
late to the show.
I'm not always late.
You're late every time we film. You're late every time we film. Bob, without fail.
Every single time?
Yeah, bro. Yes.
You're too early. That's your problem.
So is being on time too early?
No. What you do is you come here like 20 minutes before, so it seems like longer.
What you do is you come 20 minutes before to set up the show to make sure that everything is in order, so then when we shoot, we're ready.
But it's all about perception and time. It's all about, right, Jules?
No, don't. What do you mean it's all about perception and time?
It's how you perceive it and how you live your time.
Swing and a miss, and that one's way outside, Bobby.
No, I live in the moment.
Yeah, and the moment is the time we're supposed to shoot. Live in that moment and be on it.
Right, but we're here now in the moment shooting.
Late, but other people have stuff to do, you know?
What do you have to do?
I have to go to a thing this evening.
What thing? Another COVID party?
I'm watching
another COVID party.
I'm watching a premiere tonight.
Are you in it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Davey plus two?
No, that season.
FX3?
The season is about to start, and it's FXX. Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry.
Let's not make fun of my show.
I'm not making fun of your show.
No,
I'm
you
just
are.
Saying, what
the
kind of fucking premiere are you
the
going
way you
to?
Say it, the way you say Davey. You're on Magnum
PI.
Is Magnum PI the cool show to be on?
I'm Gellis.
You are Gellis.
Yeah.
Good to see you, boop.
No. Because
what you don't understand is... Go ahead.
Is that I woke up, right, in a fury.
Why? When I called you?
No, because we have construction in the house.
Because of the floor?
Yeah. So there's buzz saws going, dogs barking, you know? Crazy. I can't find my keys. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm spilling drinks because I'm looking for, and things are splashing all over the fucking place. And, you know, there's tension.
Check it out.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
There's tension, right?
Mm-hmm.
I run down. Right, I go, you know what? I go, baby, get me Starbucks. She orders me Starbucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I run down and I'm like, maybe going in front of Jules downstairs, right? Because she's in school, right? It'll make me feel better. So I go in there and she just gives me fucking judge eyes. You know what I mean?
Jize.
Like Judge Ito eyes. She's just like, everything I'm doing, like I'm OJ.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty, right? And so then I'm playing Warzone. And then, like, I can't get no kills. I'm just, like, I'm just dying out there, man. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, then the Starbucks is late. And we're supposed to go here. And I go, should I get my coffee and have my little sandwich? Or should I come to malnourished to this podcast? Should I come malnourished?
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. We called. I talked to you at 2.
30.
Okay, you had an hour and a half to put food in your body.
Okay, but here
and to get here on time.
I didn't.
But you wanted. But you wanted to
tell the story right.
You
didn't tell the story right.
So everything was just a lie. What you just said.
No. There's one little thing that I forgot to mention.
Is it an important detail?
Really huge.
And why'd you leave it out?
Because I just wanted to get through the fucking story.
Oh, so the important things you should take out.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the one thing that you didn't?
So that Starbucks wasn't the first option. When I came down there, right to your room.
Time out. How long did you play Warzone for?
We were waiting for. Let me just finish my point.
Okay.
So when I came down there, what did I say was coming first initially?
Sandwich.
No. Burrito.
Oh, burrito.
Did I
say
burrito?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So I go. We ordered burritos from Kofax.
Yeah, I love
breakfast burrito.
It's
burritos.
Great.
Great. Right.
Yeah. Great.
So then I start playing Warzone, and I'm texting Kalila. You can see the text. Where is it? We have to go, right? And then she goes, it's coming. We're waiting. And then all of a sudden she says, they fucking canceled the order.
Because it was a breakfast burrito and you ordered it at 2 p.m.?
I don't know. But
that could be it.
I don't know what it is. And you might have a point, but that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant,
okay.
Right? Whatever the reasons why they canceled it.
Sure.
Right? So I'm like, now it's like, oh, we're supposed to be here at 4? Now it's like 3:45.
Mm.
And I'm like, I can't podcast without coffee. and I need to get some nutrients in my body because I'm a human being and that's what I fucking drive on.
Could have some food at the house. Could.
No, because...
Could have some food around the house.
The construction is what?
They're blocking the fridge.
Yes.
So?
So I can't go up there because... And it has nothing to do with their race or anything.
Oh, it
does. But
there's
a bunch of Hispanics up there.
Oh, boy. That's what it is. You don't like to be around Mexicans.
No, that's what I love them.
You get nervous around Mexicans.
I love them. Cinco de Mayo, I'm the one with the fucking spices, man.
You go upstairs.
I bring
like,
the spices to
Hola,
the party.
Hola, señor. And you're like.
No, I don't. So I can't go up there. And it's like, so we're late. All right. But there's a reason why.
All that other shit you just talked about? Was that not it?
Yeah, those are the reasons.
Those are the reasons.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that in a court of law, I would win.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no way.
In the court of law, I would win.
All right. Well, I got you a gift anyway.
For what?
Because I got you two gifts. Because we're concerned about your sleep patterns and I hear you breathe, the fans have noted that you're breathing so much. They can hear how you breathe in the mic.
Yeah.
And they're concerned. A lot of people hear fluttering within your lungs. People are getting concerned. We've had a lot of fans write in. Medical fans have said, I work in the medical field. Bobby sounds a little sketchy when he breathes. So breathe through your nose into the mic. Go ahead. They're worried. So we got you two things. I'm getting you help, by the way. I'm getting you a sleep apnea coach. Is going to be on next week. Okay? But I've got you two things that I'd like you to try on now. This is an anti-snoring chin strap. The white one. Let's see if that works. See if it maybe helps a little bit with your breathing technique. And these chin straps are from Amazon. They were the cheapest one I could find. So I don't know if they're and they're made in Wuhan, China. I don't know where that is or if that's a good spot to come from, but that's what these are made. You place the wide part.
I already know how to use these before.
You used it?
Yeah.
But then put the other part behind your head. So unstrap the Bob. Are you snoring?
No, this is perfect.
Working. These are great. Well, there's a black one too. But we also got you one more thing as a gift. This is from the crew here at Bad Friends. This is a 2-in-1 anti-snoring and an air purifier. This is actually very dope. This came highly recommended. You put this in your schnoz, you won't snore. It'll help you not have sleep apnea stuff. And on top of it, you're filtering out all the stuff that's in the air here in Los Angeles. We have crappy air, you know? So throw that in your schnoz and let's see what that does.
Okay.
We have really bad air. Have you ever seen the dust outside when you look at the furniture? Isn't it disgusting?
Yeah.
It's gross.
This would mean that I would
Is it that dusty back home?
This would mean I would have
in the Philippines?
Yeah, is it dusty in the Philippines? It's bad.
I would have every hole in my face covered if I have this.
Correct.
Because I cover my eyes.
Yeah.
My ears.
Yeah.
And now my nose.
I think
I have one more hole. My mouth.
Well, yeah, but we're gonna put a sleep.
I have
dicks in your mouth. Yeah, at night. We're gonna put a sleep apnea machine in your mouth. You could put the dick in your butt.
What is this?
You can still put the dick in your butt. Go ahead, put it up your schnoz, and see how it works. Now breathe into the mic. Let's hear it.
Hello?
No. Breathe with your nose. How much smoother does that sound? Dude, this is going to change your life.
No, but why? I don't. Well, first of all, I don't hear a difference.
There's a huge difference.
I'm fine with my nasal passageways.
But you don't know what's really going on, Bob.
Of course I do. I'm the one that's living in it.
You barely know what's going on with your body.
I know exactly what's going on my body.
You really do?
It's a good machine.
It's a bad machine. It's a broken machine. It's an old Xerox machine. We need to fix it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to die.
I don't know.
Am I going to die? Is that what they're saying? People are fucking emailing us that I'm going to die.
People are saying they're concerned about your sleep habits because it's really dangerous.
How?
People die so much younger when they have sleep apnea, when they can't get good sleep, when they stay up too late and their body isn't on a good time schedule. This is how people die young.
Okay, I'll keep it in there.
It sounds good.
It does?
Honestly, it sounds like you're getting full filtered air in there. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth, right?
I literally am dizzy.
Because you're getting so much oxygen.
No, I'm like about to faint.
Don't faint.
Okay. Should I keep it in?
I think you should take it out.
No, I'm going to keep it in.
Keep it in.
I'll keep it in.
Look, it's going to help you tremendously.
Okay.
And
who are these doctors?
People from the internet.
Yeah, internet doctors?
Internet doctors.
So what are they saying on they're saying that they're saying that when they're listening to the fucking podcast, they can hear me breathe?
Yeah, they can hear you breathe through your schnoz. and it sounds like you're not getting enough oxygen. You don't know your body. What kind of body fat percentage do you have, do you think?
4.5 over the redux of my body fat.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a body fat at measuring machine, and yeah, I guarantee you're like 20 or 30. You're almost 30% body fat.
Pie over fucking grams.
Put your arm out to the side. Put your arm straight out.
I hear, man.
All right, jiggle it. Like this. Do it like that. Look at that.
Fuck you. There's nothing here.
There's no muscle. That's like a...
There's no muscle, but there's no fat.
Yeah, there is. Look on the underside. Look at all that fat wiggling down there.
It's skin.
Nah, that's not skin.
Yeah, I come from a big skin family.
You guys have a lot of skin?
We have longer skin, and we have more skin genetically
okay.
from my family.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no fat.
No fat.
There's fat in my stomach.
But anywhere else, it doesn't exist. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I hope this works. At least this, I think, is a good start.
I'll try tonight, though.
I think you should, honestly.
So what is this going to do?
It's going to open up your nasal passages, right? It's going to get more airflow. That's why you feel like fainting, because you're actually probably getting a lot of oxygen in your blood.
I'm a little high right now. It's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, you do get a little stoned from air.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an oxygen machine? Have you ever had like a... Have you ever been in the mountains before?
Oh, I'm a mountain man.
No, you're not.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where'd you go?
Big Bear.
That's
Mammoth.
Okay. Mammoth is good. Mammoth is up there.
Mount Soledad?
Mount Soledad.
Yeah, Mount Soledad.
When did you go to Mount Soledad?
There's one in La Jolla.
Oh, that's not... No, there's one in Mexico that I'm thinking... You're not... You didn't... Mount Soledad is like a hill.
Yeah.
It's not a mountain.
But it's called Mount Soledad. Sure. I promise you that.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, there's a high school called Mount Carmel. It's not on a mountain.
I know, but it's still uphill.
Sure, it's up a hill. Yeah, it's up.
And you're elevated.
Okay, yes, it's a mountain.
It's not a mountain, but I'm just saying they call it Mount Soledad. I'm just giving you facts.
Yeah, but that's not a mountain. I need to know mountains.
Fiji and Fuji.
Fiji water, Fuji water?
Yeah, I know. I drank Fiji water on Mount Fuji.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
That's really good.
It's going to get more oxygen in your blood. It's going to help you sleep better.
Uh-huh.
And it's filtering the air. So then if Kalila lets one rip at night or one of the dogs, you won't be able to smell it.
Yeah.
Or you. If you don't want to smell your body.
This really has me really concerned, though, man. This is kind of freaking me out.
Same to us. That's why we're doing this.
No, but do I really need to go to a doctor and get a fucking...
We're getting a guy on the next week.
But I have to go do a test. That's what my doctor said.
He's gonna analyze everything up front and find out how if you really need to come in and get a machine.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to find out that, yeah, you're drinking 87 ounces of coffee. You're still smoking. You're drinking Red Bull. Mm-hmm. Your diet consists of pizza, boogers, and, you know, Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time you had just a salad? For real.
Monday, maybe.
But was a salad with fixins on it?
It was a pizza salad.
Pizza salad, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, it's a pizza,
mm-hmm.
right, with the sauce, but they put salad on top. They really do.
I know.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza salad's fine.
Yeah. And then I love carbonara a salad?
Carbonara is not a salad, no.
Oh, it's delicious, though.
Sure.
Can we admit that?
Yeah.
And also, it fills you up.
Sure does.
It gives you energy.
No, I don't know if it gives you energy.
Yeah.
There's.
I like carbonara a lot. You know, I don't know if that's a salad. And penne with carbonara, I'm sure that's not a salad.
Penne is a pasta.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is, it's really good.
Yes.
I also like, what fruits do I like? I like blueberries.
Okay.
Bananas.
Bananas are good for you.
Yeah. I like peanut butter with my banana, though.
Same.
You do?
I put peanut butter on my waffles, too. I had blueberry waffles as well.
What I'll do is I'll chop up maybe 5 bananas,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll stick like 3 spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Okay.
And then I'll drench it with honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'll make 2 gigantic pieces of toast, and I'll take all that and chunk it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a salad?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a salad.
Yeah.
By
like a salad.
Probably by.
By proxy.
By proxy. Yeah. It's near enough by salad.
Yeah.
Take that out of your nose. Will you do it tonight for real? Will you really try it tonight and sleep with that in the chin strap?
Will you lick this?
Mm-hmm.
No, be honest. You know what? Let me ask you this. All right. That's an old Korean custom, right? It really is.
I trust nothing the Koreans have done.
I understand that. But you know what? It would mean a lot to me, and it would make me laugh. You want me to make me laugh?
Yeah.
You want to make me laugh?
Mm-hmm.
You would make me cackle laughing.
If I could make George lick that?
No, if you licked the tips of these right now. Mm-mm. Like, stick this in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right now.
I just got over coronavirus. You want me to get a new virus?
I've had bird flu twice and SARS. Okay, so but I'm you know what I mean, I'm on antibiotics, right? It would make me laugh.
Are you
so
on antibiotics
hard.
Right yeah. now? Why are you on antibiotics?
I always take them. It's like a vitamin for me.
That's so they're so bad for you.
Oh shit! I'll stop.
They deplete your immune system.
Oh,
fuck. Bobby, don't take antibiotics.
I'm kidding, I don't take it. Could you lick this?
No, you're not.
Yeah, lick this.
I could see you just throwing down a
Z-pack. Just lick the tips. And the fans will love it. It's entertainment.
The fans will love me licking your snot device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you make one of these guys do it?
Yeah.
Get in here, George. You fuck. you lick it.
George. George.
He literally goes, he just left. Nobody sounds like you, George.
Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah.
He just left.
You know what, Andrew? You're a coward.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I'll lick that if on camera you lick my open butthole. Oh, on camera. I will on camera moon there and you lick my open tush and I'll lick that.
Okay.
Really?
For the laugh? Yeah. I do anything for the fans.
I know. It's disgusting.
You know that, right?
I know.
I would do anything for the fans. I think it's hilarious, right? I'd have to put a mask on.
No.
No, I'll stick my tongue out, but I have to wear the mask on.
No, it's got to be tongue to tush.
Can I do something that's like equivalent to this, though? I just feel like you took it to a next level.
Comedy. Elevate always.
No, but it's a contract, right?
Yeah, and my deal is better than yours.
No. The contract is this. It should be equal, right?
No, contracts are never equal.
Why don't you do this, right? Why don't you stick a fucking tissue in your nose, right? Mm-hmm. Swirl it all around. I'll eat the tissue. You lick the tip of this.
So you guys are afraid to go out to eat at restaurants.
Yeah.
But you want me to lick your nose.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's be real.
Okay, let's be real.
George trying to get away from that. George, we should have made George do it.
I know.
What do we
George,
make him do?
Wait, let's have him do it or he's fired.
Do it or you're fired, George.
George, get in here. I'm not being real now.
George,
lick the tip of, or you're fired.
You're fired. Is that what you want? You want to be out on the
and
streets?
Also, I'll tell you this, George. You're going to get a lot of fans. A
lot of fans.
And you'll be punk rock.
Do you want to be punk rock or not?
Think Steve-O. How cool is he?
Think Steve-O. Correct.
Yeah.
Think Steve-O.
All right. Well,
all right, Bob.
He's fired.
You're fired.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, people know, we put up an ad about Rhizosoma audio victims of George's laugh. Because George's laugh is, quite frankly, a lot of fans have complained.
Well, it's like I'm immune to it. It's like when you watch, like, you know, a scary movie. I've been watching The Haunted House of Blythe House. What is that called? Hill House Blythe.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Blythe Manor.
She's just like, Blythe Manor, yeah.
And, you know, and there's a woman that just constantly, she has to cover the fucking, you know, mirrors because she sees a ghost all the time, right? But she's used to it,
Yeah,
right?
I'm
used to George's laugh, mm-hmm. but if I heard it for the first time, I would probably need trauma therapy.
Right.
Yeah, it's like so, like, you know.
It's heavy.
Invasive.
Does it do anything to you?
I like his laugh.
You do?
Oh, my God.
She's crazy. She's a crazy human being.
She's
like an insane, a little insane person we have in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, we had put up that
commercial.
I like his laugh.
I like a laugh.
We put up that commercial for the victims to call the hotline. It's a real number. Some people used it. We've got some concern. These are real fans who are actually very concerned with what George's laugh has done to them. I'm going to play you guys a couple of clips, okay? Here we go. Let's hear this one.
George has caused my family to leave me. His annoying laughter has ruined my life in every conceivable way. It haunts my dreams, caused me to lose sleep at night. I lost my job. My wife left me and took our daughter and moved back home with her family. Fuck you, George.
Yeah. More, please, more.
These are real. These are from real people.
Man, I can't get it out of my fucking head. Every time I try to go to sleep at night, I just hear that stupid son of a bitch's laughter. It's driving me insane, man. I punched my wife in the throat the other day because she laughed just almost identical to him. But then again, maybe I'm just hearing it. I don't know. She was asleep, so I doubt it.
That's great.
Fuck, man. I got to make it stop, though.
Hello. I'm calling Tito Bobby. I can't hear. I'm not gonna hear no more. But because of George, he's been laughing for so long. I can't hear no more. Please don't hear Tito Bobby.
Rudy, is that somebody that you know? That sounds like somebody you might know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You don't know who that is?
No.
That's your mother. That was your mom
honey.
That called.
That's honey.
That's honey.
Yep.
George's annoying laughter, but I was listening to the podcast one day while driving, and that they just popped up out of nowhere. Wait, Mom, I'll change your diaper now. It just popped up out of nowhere. And it honestly scared me. I almost swerved right into a 14-wheeler next to me. He almost killed me. I should sue him.
You're going to get sued, George. Yeah. You're going to get sued.
But that message, though,
yeah.
was very good.
Yeah.
Because in between, he did a bit.
He did a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's changing his mother's diaper.
Yeah, yeah. That was really funny.
It was really nice. But when he says changing his mother's diaper, but he's yelling across the room, that must mean they're reusing diapers. He must be cleaning it out.
Right. He's in another room for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was disturbing. I mean, I got the joke, but he would just howl in the back and fuck me up, man. Like, I don't know. Like, where the fuck is George, man?
George! People are really disturbed. Honestly, really? George, wow. This is bad.
George's laughter has completely destroyed my life. I can't go to sleep at night. I can hardly wake up in the morning. Every time I hear laughter, I'm always worried that George might be somewhere near me, and it's the scariest thing ever. I truly think I'm suffering from emotional distress. I need your help. I need your legal representation.
So here's the deal. We have a law firm that people called, and you know you and I are both – we passed the bar here in Southern California.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I passed the bar in three states.
You have three. I only have one.
Yeah, one in Nevada, one mm-hmm. here, and one in Delaware.
Why Delaware?
It's the smallest – state.
It's the easiest bar to get over.
It's easy to get.
Low to the ground, isn't it?
And not only that, it's just easier to get one there.
Yeah, they just want to hand it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a lawyer there in Delaware.
Yeah.
We got one more call from someone who's very concerned.
Oh, my God. Is this real? I'm not going to lie. I love George's laughter hearing it in the background. You guys give Pink Dick too much shit.
Yes! You don't know shit, you idiot moron!
MeUndies,
Bob. What kind of underwear do you have on right now?
MeUndies. It's the mm-hmm. only underwear I wear because it's so comfortable. I like the patterns and designs. And it's like, I don't think that I'll ever wear a different kind of underwear. I think MeUndies is the underwear for life for me.
You know, whenever some people are like, do they even use any of those ads? We both wear MeUndies. It's the only underwear that's in my drawer because I threw away the other ones because other underwear have seams on them. They get uncomfortable. They rip. They tear.
Yeah.
And they streak easily, Bob. And these don't.
I also like to perform with MeUndies. They're just so comfortable.
What, you know moving what
I
mean? Around?
Moving around. And yeah. I don't ever do this, but if I do take my pants off on stage, I also want to be fashionable up there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. MeUndies feels like you're sitting on a heaven cloud, all right? Because mm-hmm. it's so comfortable and smooth and soft and nice. Think of how much better you'd be feeling if your undies were covered in pandas or sushi rolls, huh, Bob?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Don't you think you feel a little
raccoons.
Bit better?
I have ones with raccoons on it. I really like the raccoons.
We gotta get you don't have the sushi ones? The sushi ones are my favorite.
I eat them.
Oh, you ate your own. Okay, don't eat the MeUndies. Put them on your body. They have classic colors, right? They have all the classic, but they also go ridiculous prints. I've got pizza parlor on mine. I've got little pieces of pizza and cheese. And your tush and your genitalia deserve the comfort that MeUndies has. We have an amazing offer for our listeners. First-time purchasers, if you're out there, get 15% off and free shipping. They also have the problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. Say, I don't like the underwear, they'll give it back, but you won't because they're amazing. Get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/BadFriends. That's MeUndies.com/BadFriends. That's right.
BetterHelp. Oh, my God, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because during the pandemic, my friend.
Yeah, it's been tough.
It's been tough. And I've literally used this BetterHelp. And I do therapy every week because of it.
Ditto.
And it's like, it's so easy, man. It's like you can start communicating with somebody in under 48 hours, and it's not even a crisis line or self-help. It's like professional counseling, like done online, but it's been so helpful.
No, it really has. I use therapy. Bob and I both talked about it. We're pretty open about our troubles, and look, this is a great way. It's much cheaper than the other way, which can be very, very expensive. This is done from your own home. There's, you know, clients worldwide. These are real, legit therapists that can help you get professional counseling done. And they're committed to facilitating therapeutic matches for you online.
But what's surprising about BetterHelp, which is it's really affordable and it's then more than like traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available for people too.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. They have tons and tons of people who have taken charge of their mental health, millions of people, and are using BetterHelp. And you very much so should too. If you want to see testimonials about what people say about certain counselors, you can go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/badfriends. and you can read all these reviews. Bob and I are big proponents on getting mental health because it's very important. People are using this, and you should too. We have our offer for our Bad Friends listeners. Use it. You want to talk to someone? Do it.
Special offer for Bad Friends listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BadFriends. I'm tired of people thinking that we're being mean to people.
Please. They know we're having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. And, you know, I have to be honest with you. George is not a good guy.
Tell me more.
Well, George, and these are things, and I, you know, when I first met George.
Yeah.
We had a meeting, and he says, you know, these are things that please don't, you know, tell people
about his personal
myself,
life,
about my life, about my history.
And you did it right away.
No, I've never said it, and I'm saying it here for the first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He likes, well, when he was a kid, right, he fondled squirrels. You know, he really would fondle squirrels.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
He would capture, touch them?
Well, he's from the forest.
I understand.
Right,
I understand.
He's from the woods.
He was
right?
raised in the wild.
Right, so he would capture, you know what I mean? But these aren't just adult squirrels. These were kid squirrels.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They didn't have they didn't have that brown patch of hair down there.
And their squirrel nuts haven't dropped yet.
Yeah, they're little drop, no squirrel nuts. Right. And he used to lick his finger like that, right?
Yeah, index.
And like rub, even the penises, rub it like this. Right, and the squirrel would right, and he would rub it hard, yeah. Right, and so one time two squirrel babies, right, he rubbed it so much it started a little fire.
Oh no,
yeah, they
George,
burst into flames. Yeah,
he lit squirrels on fire by rubbing their genitals.
Yeah, he rubs so, like this so hard,
circular, yeah.
Right? So that's number one, and so that's you know not illegal.
You still wanted to work with the guy, huh?
Yeah, he's very good with numbers.
He is,
and he's very proactive.
He is,
right. So, and the second thing he did was there was an old lady in the forest that lived, right? And she had 52 bags of Safeway bags full of groceries.
One for each week.
She likes to hoard, right? And get all her shopping done in it for the year.
Right, I'm saying she has Safeway. One bag for a week.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she's like, George, will you please help me? And he goes, fuck you, bitch, or something like
George.
That.
George!
Yeah, fuck you, right? And so she was carrying a Mack truck. She died.
She got hit by a Mack truck?
Yeah. And then George's laugh across the street.
George, did you laugh when an old lady died?
17 years old. 17 years old.
Ew, dude.
Yeah.
What are other secrets?
Here's another secret. He was taking a shit, right, in the forest, right? And he didn't have any toilet paper, so he wiped his ass with the Bible.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Corinthians.
Whoa. Corinthians.
Dude, Corinthians?
Corinthians.
New Test?
Yeah, New Test.
Old Test?
Yeah. Right. You've heard things, correct?
I've heard so much bad stuff about
give
George.
Me one,
in
give
fact,
me one.
In fact, here's what happened. When we talked about doing this show,
yeah,
we met at a restaurant on Ventura.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. And I said to him, hey, I'm going to be running a little bit late because I have to go right next door and grab something from CVS. He says, I'll just get us a table, you know?
Yeah.
That's how he sounds. And he got us a table,
yeah.
Right? And I walk in on time, actually. So he thinks I'm going to be 2 minutes late.
Mm.
I'm actually on time because it worked out better.
Mm.
I see the way he's talking to the waitress. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
She's a little plump. She's a little thick.
Right?
She's probably 5'2", you know, 330.
She's rotund.
She's rotund.
Rotund.
Right, right.
Yeah.
She looked like Violet Beauregard when she blows up in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Anyway. George looks her in the face. I'm not joking. He goes, I said club soda, fat ass. And she starts crying. And
right.
He goes, yeah, keep crying. Maybe you'll lose some weight. Maybe
oh,
I swear to God.
God.
He goes, maybe you're carrying around water weight.
Right.
And so then I enter and I said, George, what was that all about? And he stumbled. Mr. I left something in my car. He got in his car. He left.
Mm.
So that's how he treats people when we're not looking.
Can I tell you another thing he does?
Please.
Just because you take a letter out of a, like, racial, you know what I mean, slur,
mm-hmm.
doesn't make it right.
Of course not.
Like, we were driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
We back. You can't say we back.
He said we back. That's
what
he said.
Yeah. See, he's laughing. He loves it. Yeah.
When I met George outside of your old place for the first time when I first did Tiger Belly,
yeah.
You were like, oh, George will come down and open up the gate. And George comes downstairs and I'm not kidding. He's got his penis out. George had his penis out.
Yeah.
And he's pushing in the code for the gate with his penis.
I bet. Yeah.
And he's going like this to me, smiling with waving his hands.
I know.
As he's
I know.
And I thought for a second, okay, comedy world, he gets comedy. This isn't okay. But then this is insane. Mm. I look across the street. What's across the street from your old place? An elementary school.
Wow.
And he wasn't waving at me.
Yeah.
He's waving at the kids.
Yeah.
Showing them the code.
Well, you know, I went
he's repulsive.
We went to a pottery class.
Uh-huh.
George and I went to a pottery class.
Right. Yeah.
And there's children, old ladies, you know what I mean? A couple of black people. As well, right?
Right, yeah.
All kinds of people.
Everybody likes pottery.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're painting, and he did the same, you know, there's a brush, you know, because we molded.
Oh, you did it on the wheel.
We molded on the wheel.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
We did it like the movie Ghost, right? So he went right behind me, right? And we're just doing it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, is your dick in my asshole?
Was it?
Yes.
Ew.
His dick was in my asshole.
No approval, by the way.
No approval, right?
George.
And then after the fucking pottery thing dry, put in the oven and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
He painted it with his dick.
Oh, my God.
Right, so it was just like these like little dots from his hole, like a little, you know.
From a slip.
Yeah, from the slit, yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't approve. Rude, do you like George at all? Now that you know the secrets that we're not supposed to tell,
yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah, he's scary.
See? Mm-hmm. He is very scary.
Very scary.
And he's not a man that you want around you, correct?
And I'm going to tell you right now, Jules, when he calls you Ook, right? Jules, and you're like, what does that mean?
You think
I'm afraid to tell you what it is.
Right.
But he always goes, hey, you Ook, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, he thinks it's cute. He goes, hi, Ookie.
Yeah.
He thinks it's like a fun
and
term of endearment.
It's like, I was afraid to tell you what it meant. And so I'm just letting you know, add whatever letter you want in front of Ook.
I bet you could figure it out.
Yeah, you could fill her.
It's not a vowel. How about that?
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, so George is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
But he's really good with numbers, and he's very hardworking.
He's a politician.
Yeah, he's very good.
Speaking of which, it's it's election time, and and I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to right now.
Kanye
2020.
Yeah.
Yep. We want him to win president.
I voted.
Of course, you did.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
We have a thing that we're about. I'm filling you in as we go. We're going to do best. Since we can't have a president of the podcast, right? People said, why don't you guys do a presidential race of the podcast? I said, no one can be the president of the podcast because there's three parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and there has to be only two parties. So
well,
I think
she's kind of like the Green Party.
She's the Green.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are you?
Democrat.
And what am I?
Republican.
You bet your ass.
Yeah.
No, but the truth is we have to run against each other, and I think we've decided to make you and I are gonna run. Andres has compiled some questions for us.
Okay.
And Rudy.
So there's a debate?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
Because of the
I didn't prepare.
Neither did I. But we're running for best.
You have debate people that you practice with.
We're running for best Tito, okay? Best Tito, and she's going to choose who's best Tito. Do you understand?
All right. Good evening from the Bad Friends Studio in Los Angeles, California. I'm Fancy B, your moderator, and I'm welcoming to the first and only Bad Friends Best American Tito debate of 2020 between Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew. The Commission of Very Important Debates have decided the format, 4 sections of approximately 4 minutes each, with 1 minute of interrupted opening statements from each candidate. For the record, the candidates have not agreed to respect any rules. I have decided the topics and the questions, and I can assure you none of the questions have been shared with any of the candidates. As a precaution, the candidates have agreed not to shake hands at the beginning of the debate. George has promised not to laugh. No noise, except for now, when we welcome Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
So, gentlemen, a lot of people have been waiting for this moment, so let's start. Our first topic is house rules. Tito Bobby, you have said you leave dirty plates everywhere, you have a drawer full of ants, and you leave boogers in your guest bedroom.
Mm.
Tito Andrew, you have called your opponent disgusting and accused him of unsanitary practices.
Yes. Mm.
You prefer to have plastified, unused furniture and spotless rooms. Why are you right and your opponent wrong? We start with you, Tito Bobby.
I am right because, as we know, Life is hard.
For some of us, yes.
For most.
No, for you, for sure.
Well, for us that struggle, right, and know what humanity is about, mm-hmm. and know what hardship is.
You're rich.
You know what I mean?
He's been taking money from the Chinese for years. He's been taking money from the Chinese.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Explain the email.
Excuse me.
Explain the email.
Excuse me.
There's a little email that we have on file that says, you're taking Chinese money.
We have to unite and group together. There is no sides. There's no red or blue.
Oh, there's red and yellow.
We're just Americans.
No.
We're Americans.
Are you? Where were you born?
I was born in San Diego, California.
Show me your passport.
How dare you? I have my I don't need a passport because I have a birth certificate.
Oh, show me that, too.
Thank you so much.
Show me your birth certificate.
Hoax, fake news.
How am I fake news? Okay, you're the one who keeps unkept records of yourself. You were late to this debate. You were late. How? What kind of person wants a Tito who's late to the debate?
Let me ask the question at hand.
Why don't we leave the questions up to the moderator?
Let me finish my point, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Will you shut up, man?
Life is hard. Honestly, can I finish without him interrupting?
30 seconds.
How was that even 30 seconds? When he fucking interrupted me? Here we go. All right. So let me just finish. All right, sir? Thank you. Life is hard, okay? And I know that when Jules leaves our house, right, she is going to be confronted with all kinds of elements, right? And I want to be able to toughen her skin, right? I want her to succeed, and I want her to know what tough love is, et cetera, et cetera. So what I do is I put things around the house purposely.
Bodily fluids.
Yeah.
He puts bodily fluids around the home.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
You want a Tito who does stuff like that?
Yeah, can I say something right now? When she goes out in the world, right?
Yeah.
And some homeless person spits in her face, she'll know what to do. She'll have the immune system to fight it off.
Homeless people. By the way, under my regime as Tito.
Right. Everyone's homeless.
Everyone's homeless.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's homeless.
That's right.
Right. So I am preparing her for a hard life, a difficult life. Right. Uh-huh. And she one day will be grateful for my fucking tutelage.
Okay, can I have the floor, please? Because obviously this guy.
Well, Andrew, you have been going over the limit.
Great.
So I think we have a lot of questions. We have to.
Thank you.
And you know what? This is CNN propaganda.
No, it's
that's
not.
What this is. This is MSNBC. And I know. And let me tell you something. Why don't you talk? What? They muted my mic.
That's really good. They should mute mics.
Why don't you talk about your son? Why don't you talk about your son who was on heroin?
My son, Alfredo, right?
Yeah, he was on heroin
and got kicked out of the Air Force. Human trafficking business was never on heroin.
He owned a pizza parlor, and the Clintons were running kids out of the parlor. What's the excuse there?
We made pizzas. My son made pizzas.
You made
and
salad
I said he
pizzas.
Had a human trafficking business.
You made salad
he
pizzas
did not
and
shoot
sold
heroin.
Kids.
He did not shoot heroin.
Next question.
Okay. Our next look is dedicated to holidays.
Thank you. My expertise, by the way.
Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
You have handled Halloween by turning the lights off your house mm-hmm. and hiding from kids. Mm-hmm. Tito Andrew, on the other hand, have been given 50 bags of candy.
50. Mm.
So the question that nephews and nieces across America want to know, how are you going to deal with Christmas?
Mm. Well, here's
we start with Tito Andrew.
Thank you. Well, I, as a Christian, God-fearing adult male who loves baby Jesus, both black baby Jesus and white baby Jesus, I handle Christmas with care, with precision, with expertise, and with love. I decorate my home. I give away gifts to the homeless, increments of 1,000. I give away 10 $100 bills to people at random on the street. I'm very giving. I'm very loving. And I believe that during the holidays, we need to be praising the good Lord, preaching the good word, and making sure that we instill these beliefs into the youth for the rest of time. And I am someone, I'm a Tito who gives gifts, as people know of this show. Have I given you gifts?
Yes.
I have.
Okay.
Have I given you gifts? Mm. I'm not done. Have I given you gifts?
No, you have not.
I just gave you two today!
This is not a gift.
Sure, and this is how
this
he
is
feels.
Not a gift.
And this is how
is
a
insulting.
Privileged person feels.
This is insulting.
This is how a privileged person feels about everything. They don't want anything you give to them. It isn't enough because it didn't cost enough. He didn't like his cake I gave him for his birthday because it was from Vons.
Right.
It's like if
I give you an eyebrow trimmer. That is not a gift. That is something to help you.
I would love it if you gave me one, right. And that would be a
may
gift.
May I have the floor?
I'm not done.
May I have the floor? Rebuttal. Yes.
Tito Andrew, I mean. Shut up. Tito Bobby, it's your time.
It is true.
I will deport you. This guy is getting deported after this.
It is true that I do not give children candy on Halloween.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Mm-hmm. But what you do not realize is that I give the kids candy every other day after that.
Prove it.
I do. I go around, right, after Halloween. I'll go up to any random child, give them candy. And they go, why? Because I will give you candy, not Halloween, but every single other day. And they go, thank you.
There's no proof of this. Right? This is a lie.
It is not a lie.
No one's ever seen this.
I do it, all right? And here's the thing. Right, you've given fucking Juliana gifts?
Yes.
I've given her the gift of life.
You didn't give... You're not her father.
I know, but I give her food.
And this is what he does.
And nutrients and shelter.
No.
And blankies.
As we know...
Do you not have a blankie? Do you have a blankie?
I have.
Right.
As we know...
Do you have a Tempur-Pedic bed?
Yes.
Thank you.
As we know... Tito Bobby only gives gifts to Rudy Jules to hold them over her head when he wants something in return. He has tried to blackmail her, as you've seen on the show.
What can she do for me?
Have you seen on the show he blackmailed her with Starbucks?
What can she do for me? What can she do for me?
Enrich, enlighten. She is the youth. That's the future.
I have not learned anything except for certain anime shows from her, what the sharpest knives are.
Yep.
Right? That's pretty much it.
She's given you more than you could ever give to anybody because you're a selfish person, and she is not. Next question. Next
selfish
question. Who's the one who didn't get? Mike's got cut. Good. Next question.
Okay, so
Babble. I have a question or a statement I want to make to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to learn a different language, and the one language I want to learn, and I'm doing it through Babble, is Portuguese because I want to be able to talk to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ooh, what do you think you'd say to him if you did?
El guapo or something like that. You're handsome, and you know,
El
something
guapo.
Sexual, something sexual,
guapo, guapo,
something
guapo.
Sexual.
Yeah.
So Babble is different than other,
language learning programs. Yeah. Yeah, it very much so is. They use a method designed to get you speaking a new language within weeks, which is insane because most other ones take months and months
and
months.
It's like real talk, like slang.
Yeah.
And how normal people talk in that particular language.
Yes, yes. If you ever worked in a restaurant industry and you're a young white dork like me and you had Mexican men making fun of you, Babbel would have helped me a lot because I wouldn't have learned what all those slangs were.
Right.
Yeah. Babbel does help you teach you street language and also proper language words and phrases to get you back running up with whomever you're speaking with.
But it gets really complex as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could like speak, you know, to a politician as well.
Sure.
By using Babbel.
Sure,
right?
You could.
It's not just street shit.
No, you start with words and phrases and then sentences gradually as they get more complex. Then you can do conversations. It's they get you doing a daily 10 to 15 minute lesson. So that's super quick and easy. Over 10 million people have tried this, so why wouldn't you be another one? These are real language experts that have created this program and algorithms, so it's pretty flawless.
Yep.
Bob and I have committed that he's going to learn Portuguese, and I really want to learn French just because I want to have this accent.
Yeah.
I really like French bread, and I figure that adds up for me. Right now, Babbel is offering our listeners three months for free with the purchase of a 3-month subscription. So you 3 months, you get 3 months for free with the promo
Bad Friends.
That's Babbel.com, and use the promo code Bad Friends on your 3-month subscription. That's Babbel. Spell it, Bob.
Babbel is B-A-B-B-E-L.
B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Use the promo code
Bad Friends. That's B-A-D-F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
There you go. Babbel. Language for life.
Keeps. Guess what, Andrew? I'm losing my hair.
Same.
And I'm really going to do this thing, Keeps.
Yeah, I've already used it. I've been losing my hair since I was six. I think six or seven it started to fall out.
You were telling me about it, and I was like, you know, I want to start doing it too because it's really working for you.
Look, it's a bummer for dudes because our hair falls out of our head. Chicks don't really have to worry about that as much as the dudes do. We get in our 20s and 30s, we start noticing hair loss. Almost every dude on earth, unless you're, you know, Brad Pitt. Two out of three guys are going to experience a form of male pattern baldness.
And you used to have to go to the doctor's office to get something like this done.
No more.
But no more. Those days are over.
Those days are gone. You can do it online, dude. It gets delivered to your house. They make it so easy. They deliver medication every 3 months. You can say goodbye to going to the pharmacy. And people are embarrassed about this. You shouldn't be. Most dudes have some kind of hair thinning, okay? Unless you're Rob Lowe. And you know what? I don't even trust Rob Lowe. Who knows what he uses? So
FDA... It's FDA-approved hair loss products out there.
Right.
And you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price.
Not at all, man. Keeps treatments typically take 4 to 6 months to see your results. Find out why. They have more 5-star reviews than any of the competitors. 100,000 men have trusted Keeps. These plans start at $10 a month, all right?
Oh,
so
my God.
That's worth it, all right? That's definitely worth keeping your hair. We're all losing it. Me, for sure, my thin red hair. I like to keep it. And it's worth your time. You must try it out. If you're ready to take action and prevent your hair loss, go to keeps.com/badfriends to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps, KEEPS.com/badfriends.
On the topic of being a good uncle, on your last episode, Tito Bobby, you have described Rudy as an ungrateful, mongrel-feet oak. Tito Andrew, you have mocked Rudy's accent constantly. So why would any of you be a good uncle for America? Tito Bobby?
Like I said, okay, the reason why I put the boogers on her wall and I insult her, right, is because I'm trying to strengthen her because she is not from this country, right? She is not. She is from the islands of the Philippines.
Is taking money from China and people from the Philippines.
No, just know that's
his agenda.
She is in a new land, right, and I am just trying to help her grow.
She's grown.
As a human being.
She's an adult grown human being.
And survive in this crazy world.
She knows how.
Right?
She doesn't need, and she doesn't need your disgustiness. And let me tell you something.
And when you call her ook.
I never said
that. Yeah, when you call her a
fake news.
Ook.
Fake news.
Right? You're a white person.
Fake
for
news.
For you to do that. For you to do that, not blood related.
Fake.
I'm blood related.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, she is.
No, you're not.
She's my sister's fucking daughter.
No.
I have a sister named Honey. It's my daughter.
That's not your sister.
Yeah, she is.
You're
sister.
Not Filipino.
I am Filipino.
No, you're Korean.
I'm 25% Filipino.
You're 112% Korean. And the extra 12, we can tell. We all know where that 12%
but
went.
But you are obviously white, sir.
I'm obviously
nothing.
For
you to call a young Filipino lady a island pan-face ook.
No, I never said
crazy.
That. You were the one that says Mongol feet. You were the one that says racial epithets. I simply...
Have you ever seen her climb a tree?
No.
She can. And quickly.
I only tease her accent because it's sweet and loving. Mm. I've never insulted her. I've never called her names like you have. You call her degenerate, brat. You called her the C word off air. I've seen it.
Yeah. Catherine.
Yeah.
I've called her Catherine.
But Catherine in Filipino means something else, pal.
Beautiful.
No, it means the C word.
It means cunt.
Yes.
Yes.
He does this, and
okay,
this is...
Okay, we... Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you. Let's try to keep it civil.
We're trying.
Okay. We have... Our next topic is quality time.
Oh,
Tito Bobby.
My expertise.
You have complained about waking up to go to see a satellite launching or to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to stay in the pool while your family went hiking in the Philippines.
Sure.
And stay in your hotel during your recent trip to Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those who call you lazy and that you want to spend time
really,
with your niece?
It's really about point of view and perception.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you something, all right? When you hike, when one hikes anywhere in the world, right? You don't want to. It doesn't. You don't want it to take a week. You want it to take a couple of hours, right? If I went on the hike, it would take weeks for you to get through the hike because I'm so slow, like a sloth, right? So I'm being mindful about their time, right? I want to go to the hikes. I look them in the eyes.
But
go,
you don't.
May I go?
But you don't go.
And they say, Tito Bobby? She says, Tito Bobby, right? You know, I have school next week, right? I have a life to live.
Mm-hmm.
You mean I want to be able to get through this hike today, right? So you can watch, you know what I mean, your movies in the hotel room, right? And you can go to the buffet in the morning, right? The high class one, right? And have your pastries, right? Well, I partake. But thank you so much. For volunteering.
And this is
no, thank
and
you.
This is what somebody says when they don't have the best Tito. Someone like me, best Tito.
You've never taken her anywhere.
You've
never taken her anywhere.
You know why? You know why?
Yeah.
You know why?
I've taken her San Francisco, Canada.
I can't take her anywhere.
Canada, New York, Hawaii.
I can't take her anywhere.
Because
I'm a white male.
No.
And if I'm seen around town with her in a van, they're gonna think that's a kidnapped kid.
Yeah. That why do you have a white van? Why do you have a white van?
Why is it white?
Yes.
So everyone can see where I'm going.
All right.
I'm a great Tito, and I would love to take Rudy out to lunch or somewhere nice. I would always be on time. I would take her for a hike, and I would get the hike done on time. A good Tito.
You've never done it, sir.
Because
you're all talk.
Because it's illegal.
You lie?
Because it's
you're
illegal.
All talk?
Because it's
right?
illegal. You keep her caged up at your
I'm
house.
I'm the one that have proof.
Do you
I've
have
taken
a cage?
Her to France.
Do you live in a cage?
Kind of.
You live in a cage?
She lives in a cage.
Wait, stop.
You heard it, America.
You live in a cage.
The Lees
be
have
honest.
Her caged.
Be honest. You live in a cage.
Yep.
Kinda.
Oh, all right.
I love it. Next question.
Okay, but Tito Andrew, and on this topic of quality time.
Yes.
Made me so fucking mad just now.
Mute him.
Yeah. Tito Andrew, it looks like you have some rage issues. It's not unusual to see your face go red. I mean redder than usual. Your eyebrows, like, palpitate. And you yell a lot, you know? Like,
yeah.
So why would anyone want to spend some quality time with you?
Here's why. The only time that I get upset and I get more red than I am is simply when somebody disrespects my time and or space. Tito, Bobby, the worst Tito in the room, never respects my time or my space. Doesn't care about what I've got scheduled or what I've got going on. And that's the only reason that I have anger issues, which, by the way, I'm in therapy. I've been in therapy for a long
He's
time.
Not a therapist.
I'm working through it. I have multiple therapists, by the way. Mm. Okay? I am in therapy. It's working. I'm struggling through it. It's not easy. But I'll say this. Have I ever yelled at you directly? Have I ever screamed at you? I have not. Mm. I yell at someone that disrespects me and my time, and I am therefore the
have
best Tito.
Have you ever heard Tito Andrew scream, though?
Yeah.
And do
at
you,
whom? At whom?
Tito Bobby.
That's right.
And do you get affected by it?
It's scary sometimes.
Thank you so much.
But
it's called residual.
No,
it's scary. Residual fear.
It's scary because you think I might actually hurt Tito Bobby, you know, but he deserves it.
It's funny.
See?
It's funny, my friend. It's funny, my friend.
Oh, don't talk to me like that. I'm not your friend.
I've had so many people call me and go, "How do you work with that guy?"
Oh, is that what they say?
Right.
You know what they say to me?
So,
what? How do you work with that guy?
Yeah. How do you work with
he's
a man
unreliable.
Full of rage?
He's unreliable.
And anger and hostility.
And he's dirty.
And I say, I can see through that thick, fucking, disgusting crust and see a kind of a human.
And yours is so thick I can't see through it. That's who you really
and
are.
And you always result to meanness.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am, of course, the best Tito.
I am the best Tito because I'm the one that have the actual experience and the facts. He's never lived in our house. He's never been a Tito.
I am a Tito.
I'm the one that has actually done it. Okay?
I have two nieces,
I'm a great Tito.
I'm the one that's
taking her to San Francisco. I'm the one that takes a carbonara sauce.
Oh, San Francisco, the most dangerous city in the United States.
Remember that Melrose, that restaurant that you really liked? I got you carbonara that night.
Cut his mic.
Okay. Final question. The most important of all.
You live in a cage, huh? Interesting.
A lot can be learned
I got fucking cut
from
off.
How others judge you.
Fucking
so, can you please take your phones out and open your Uber app? Please tell America what your rating is.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tito Bob. What's your rating on Uber? On Uber. What is it?
488.
488.
Yeah.
My Uber rating is 489. I swear it's 489.
Fine. Well, that's fine.
And there you have it.
There I have it. Okay.
Now we have Rudy here to decide who is the best Tito.
Put your phone down. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
This is real interesting.
I think both of you just kept screaming at each other. There weren't a lot of points taken.
But you have to choose one.
But I think...
you have to choose one.
No, I can't.
You have to choose one.
How are those sandals that you're wearing? The new ones, they're comfortable, right?
You have to choose one.
Or that knife. Remember that cool knife I got you?
You have to choose one.
This is hard.
It doesn't matter. You have to choose one right now.
The choice is clear. Do you want to sleep in your bed tonight?
Be honest. Just answer. Yeah, okay. There's no consequences.
Okay. I think Tito Andrew is really nice. And I'm very grateful to
I know where this
him,
is going.
But I think Tito Bobby wins.
Take off the shoes. Take off the shoes! Best Tito. Well, as you see...
There is no...
I'm not far off, because I'm the best other Tito.
I got a little hostile.
Cheers.
Huh? Cheers, my friend.
Cheers to the best Tito. May the best Tito has one.
You want a camera position?
I would love one.
Okay.
But you know what I want to do?
Transportation.
How about removal of people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Removal of people is fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to get rid of some people.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty. You did a great job.
I'll tell you why mine's a 48.
I know why. Mine is.
The first time I ever did Uber, I didn't know how it worked, right? And I didn't tip the person through my app.
They don't – but that's not why they rated you low.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I got rated low because –
I got rated low, although the first one, like a zero or something, and I'm like, what?
I gave a friend – you know how you – I called an Uber for a friend.
Yeah.
And he threw up in their car, okay? And Uber charges you a puke fee, right?
Yeah.
So the next day – he. By the way –
who's the friend?
It's a guy from back home.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't tell me. He doesn't tell me that he threw up.
Yeah.
I think he took the Uber home and he was fine, right? I called him the Uber because we were still staying out. Well, I get a charge of my $100 and it says damage to vehicle. So I contact Uber. I said, damage to vehicle? Because I had taken an Uber later and I was like, how? I took one to the airport. What did I do to the car? This is a lie. That guy's a liar.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, well, there's throw up in the car and it's a cleanup fee. It's a mandatory fee that we charge you automatically. Oh. And I said, I never threw up in the car. Finally, it clicks. I call my buddy. I'm like, do you throw up in the car? He's like, yeah, dude, I'll Venmo you. And I was like, why wouldn't you tell me? And he was like, I figured
it. Is that a game changer for you with that friendship?
We're not friends anymore.
No, be real.
We're not friends anymore.
Because of that event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You threw up and you didn't tell me? That's so lame. Why wouldn't you just be like, my bad?
I want forgiveness.
No, not today. It ruined my rating. I had such.
You gotta be real. See, no, be real.
I was in the 4.9s.
No, you be real. Right
I
now.
Swear to God, in my life, you're not, it's a real
them.
Story.
You're literally not friends with.
We
them
don't
anymore.
Talk.
Right.
Don't throw up and not tell me. That's so fucked up. Because what if I? That, why? That's not. It's not money. It's just like that's not cool. So then I got a bad rating. I contacted the driver personally through Uber in the email, and I was like, "Hey, man, that was my friend. This isn't me. So please, can you change my rating?" He's like, "No, you can't change the rating once it's once I already gave you a star. It doesn't matter."
Yeah, it's so funny.
And then he wrote an email, don't let your friends use your Uber. That's what he said. Yeah. I was being nice, and I gave someone a ride because they were like, oh, I don't have Uber on my phone. So I gave him an Uber.
When a friend does something, right, that's a little weird to me, like really weird.
Like that?
No, it completely ruins the friendship. Like I went out to eat with a friend of mine, and I said, it's my treat, right?
Yeah.
He's cool. And then he ate half a salad.
What?
Yeah, he ate half of a salad, and he tells the waiter, he goes, don't charge me for that. It was terrible.
No.
Yeah.
You ate it. You pay.
Yeah, but I looked at him, and I went, dude, don't worry about it. I'm paying for it. He's like, no, dude, you can't pay for that.
That's...
And it made a stink of it, and I just thought to myself, oh, we're done.
Yeah. That's a cheap guy.
I can't do it.
How much was the salad? $10? What could it have been?
It was just the act of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how cheap?
I don't like it.
Have you lost friends like that from a lot of other stuff? Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm trying to become friends with this guy again,
right?
Because I feel guilty about it. But he does one thing that really bothers me.
What is it?
Because we were kids, we grew up together, right? So he does this thing where he touches me and run away.
What? Like a child playing tag?
Yeah. And then I have to touch him and I run away. Right?
Well, you participate.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's like, if he touches me, right, and he runs away and I don't chase after him, he will touch me again.
Right? Until you chase
Until
him.
Until I chase him. So then eventually it'll get to a point where, oh, fuck. You know, it's always after dinner.
When does it end?
It just goes back and forth. And then in my mind, I got to win. Right? So him and I just running around in a fucking parking lot. I'm in my 40s, running around in a parking lot. Like he's hiding behind a fucking dumpster. He climbs a fucking fence, and I tag his shoe. Then I run the other way, and he chases me. It's a fucking nightmare.
This sounds like you're just upset because you don't win.
No. It's like I don't want to do this game anymore.
But you do because you participate, so stop.
Because he touches me first.
So you do want to play the game.
I don't want to play it. I just don't. I need the last touch, so don't touch me at all.
So you do play the game.
If he starts it, he starts it every fucking time. He starts the game every fucking time.
But you just don't want to lose. That's what it is.
Once he touches me, the game is on, right? But if he didn't touch me, it's shaking hands is one thing, but that's not how he goes. He'll go, and he'll run.
He'll hit you a little bit.
Yeah, like that, right? Like, it's starting. We're starting now, right?
How old
and
is
I
he?
And I want to go, I'm on TV. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but I still do.
How old is he? Same age?
Yeah. I grew up together.
Two guys, almost 50, playing tag.
Yeah, 50, playing tag.
You know, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Something sweet about that.
It's something gay about it, too.
Why? Do you guys kiss at the end? Is that how you know who wins?
No. No, but do you understand how that would bother one?
I guess, but like I have friends from that I grew up with that.
You have that old game that you play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a photo I can show you that when we were in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I hang out with old friends and then they say something like, you know, remember Martin Coit? And you're like, what? Mm. And when you're 12, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like somebody threw a rock on your shoulder and you cried.
Yeah.
But it's like an experience.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I remember Martin Coit. Who gives a fuck?
And they're like, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, it's like, 30 years ago.
30 years
ago.
I don't give a fuck.
I have a friend that I always hit in the nuts. We always hit each other in the nuts.
Yeah, don't you? You hate it, right?
I do, but I choke him. I always choke him.
Right,
I really love it. Get behind him. I like choke him from behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if we're like walking to another bar or restaurant,
yeah.
I'll always sneak up behind him and I'll put him in a choke.
Do you like that old shit though or no?
It feels good when I can choke him because you can't do that to other adults now. And that's only with friends that you grew up with. You can't do that to new friends.
And I'll tell you another thing that kind of bothered me, but I'm going to do it. Remember that band that kicked me out?
Yeah.
They're going back together.
Laxton?
Yeah.
Laxton Supreme is making a fucking comeback?
Yeah.
Why don't we make a band and compete with them?
No, they invited me back.
Can I go?
But I'm thinking, are you using my, you know, notoriety to...
No, they would never.
Maybe not, huh? I do it.
No, of course they're using your notoriety, you bozo head.
I'll do it, huh?
No. Are they cool still?
Yeah.
Do you talk to any of them?
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with all of them?
No. But they text me.
Why don't we form a band? Why don't you and I form a band?
What kind of music, though?
The Bad Friends Band. Rudy, can you play anything?
No.
She can sing. I've seen you sing.
Will you sing a little something for us?
I can't sing. Can I say something?
Here's the deal. You either sing or you're off the show forever.
Yeah. All right, so she had to audition for some sort of school. Look at her.
School play?
School play. All right, so.
Oh, rude. Right, what was the play?
Something rotten.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
So the whole family, it was like Christmas or something, the whole family was in the house. We're talking about, why are you laughing?
About because 20 it's fucking embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
About 20 people, right?
Okay.
And somebody mentions, Jules, you have that audition coming up. She's like, what now? What? And we're like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Sing the song. And then we all kind of gather together on the couch.
So mean.
I know. And she walks in front of everybody. She starts singing, and then halfway during it, just her eyes bulge out. She's committing to the song, tears coming down her eyes, shaking.
Why are you crying, Jules?
I don't know. I just cried.
Wait, were you emotionally hurt or upset?
No, I don't.
Are you upset now?
No.
Oh.
What's the song? What is it?
Lumineers by... No.
The band is the Lumineers.
Yeah, Lumineers.
Yeah.
You sing it now?
Yeah, will you sing it now?
No!
Yeah, you sing it now? You sing
What's the song? What's the name of the song? Before and after?
How about if we sing it together?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
We sing it together?
What's it called? Ophelia's the one that goes, girlfriend.
Dead Sea.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have to sing the... Okay, well, how about we'll play the... Wait. You do first, I do second, she does third verse. You ready?
Yeah.
Start from the top.
Yeah.
Ready?
I headed west, I was a man on the move. You're next.
I thought you were reading the whole thing. You're reading the whole fucking thing.
Oh, wait. So it goes, I headed west, I was a man on the move. New York had lied to me.
Just sing it.
I needed someone I could trust. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
I don't gamble, but I do bet on us.
Yeah, okay. You're perfect.
I headed west, I was the man on the move. New York had lied to me, I needed the truth. Oh, I needed someone I could trust. I don't gamble, but if I did, I would bet on us.
Like the Dead Sea told me I was dead like the Dead Sea. You'll never sink when you are with me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Like the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like the Dead Sea. The finest words you ever said to me. Honey, can't you see? I was born to be your Dead Sea.
Wow!
Yeah, see?
We're making a band!
How hard is
We're
that?
Making a band!
It's not hard.
That was so good.
You're about to cry again?
No, but yeah. My throat is very tight.
Yeah, that's our band name. My throat is very tight.
Yeah.
Rudy, you're really good.
Yeah. You want to do the whole thing?
No.
Please. It was so good.
Yeah.
You told me you were good at running away. Domestic life, it never suited you. Suited you like a suitcase.
I don't know the tone.
You left with just the clothes on your back.
You looked the best when you took the map.
Yes, there are times we live for somebody else. Your father died,
okay, right.
And you decided...
Right, I think she's out.
Okay.
I think she's out.
Oh, then you're out of the band.
Yeah.
Because we're trying our best here to make a band.
But here's the thing, Rude, Julie, is that, you know, you sang it in front of the house, in front of, you know, 10 people. You just sang it in front of... Just now, well, how many people are listening?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
What is now? Can you do it in Christmas? Do you think this Christmas? Do a
yeah,
acapella?
I think so.
You can. What you did, it was so heartbreaking.
It was
when
it was,
she cried.
It was, oh, when she. Oh, I was gonna say the song
yeah,
was beautiful.
She had to be whisked away. You know how they do that?
Yeah, they
come here, sweetie, and the girls whisk them away into a room.
Yeah,
and I'm like smoking, giggling.
So I went mean.
Out, yeah, like you know what I mean.
It should have been Steve Harvey at the Apollo where they pull the cane, you know, when she's he's like, get your ass off stage, and they just pull her back.
Yeah.
So we're forming a band. That's it. You guys comment below on what you want the band to be called, because we're starting a band, the Bad Friends Band. You're not going back to Laxton. We're starting a new band.
Have you watched the Comedy Central documentary about the Comedy Store?
Showtime documentary about the Comedy Store.
Whatever.
Yeah, I have.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty powerful. They did some great stuff. I spoke to Mike Binder today about it, who created it, literally.
What do you say?
I mean, you know, it was just, we kind of went into the depths of, like, it was wild about how Sam Kinison really died. For young people that don't know who Sam Kinison was, or you do if you're
if
a comedy
don't,
fan.
It's a sham.
Well, look, no. So, I shouldn't say young. Some people don't know. Some people are older and don't know who he was, but Kinison had died. I heard two different versions of the story, and I told Mike this today. I said, you know, I had heard two versions of the story that Kinison had gotten clean and was going to do the gig in Laughlin, Nevada. Spoiler alert, he dies. He got hit. He tried to pass a truck in an 18-wheeler, and he got smoked head-on, and he died, and his wife lived.
Carl LeBeau was there.
Okay, so Carl LeBeau tells the story in the documentary, which I highly recommend, and I'm not blowing anything because it's known that Kinison died with Carl. But Carl's perspective was interesting because that he told kind of the opposite, which was, no, he was still getting fucked up. He was still using coke heavily, still drinking, still being irresponsible. Mm. And Carl LeBeau tells the moment that Kinison died in his arms.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's on the documentary. And I highly suggest watching it. It's extremely powerful because it's simple. He's telling it. You can tell he's not hyperbolizing the story. There's no lies. You can tell he's saying it like, literally what happened. He was looking away from him. He said his eyes looked like they were at the sky, and it kept saying, you're gonna be okay, buddy. You're not gonna die, because he kept saying, I don't want to die right now.
Yeah.
And he said, what are you talking about? You're not gonna die. And he goes, I realized he wasn't talking to me. He was looking straight up in the sky.
Oh my God.
And he was talking to somebody else.
Oh my God.
And he reiterated the way he says it, and he said when he snapped back into reality, he could hear cars and ambulances and his wife crying. And he said, it took a lot for me to forgive him. But the thing I never knew, what Carl LeBeau told me or told us, was yes, he was still getting fucked up. He wasn't sober. Mm. He hadn't reached that point, which was a lie publicly. People thought he was. And also, Carl LeBeau's daughter?
Yeah.
That's
the most Shakespearean.
Well, can I finish it for the fans?
Yeah. But I just want to. Can
it
I
is,
just throw in my.
Yeah, but let it.
It's Shakespearean?
Let this go real quick.
Carl
LeBeau's daughter turned out not to be his daughter. It was Sam Kinison's. His best friend was sleeping with his wife on drugs. Mm. She got pregnant, had the kid. They never were able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So imagine your friend. Imagine I knock up Kalila.
I would know.
How?
The baby comes out all redheaded and freaky looking.
Oh, you don't think you could have a redheaded baby?
Yeah, it's going to have fucking bushy eyebrows and angry.
Imagine a redheaded.
It's going to cry like that.
Imagine a redheaded Filipino kid. How
Rough.
Bad would he get beat up?
If I saw red hair on that baby, I might go to prison.
Why, for killing the baby?
I might throw it across the street.
Yeah, but they're resilient. They can bounce. Redheaded babies can bounce.
Yeah.
You think we haven't been thrown out of windows before?
It would be devastating. I'm going to tell you this right now. If I had a baby and it came out with a little red head, And I asked Kalila, is that Andrew's baby? And she said, yeah, right? I would literally probably me kill you.
Why? It would be such. It would be great for the show.
All right. The numbers are good?
The numbers are good.
No, because Carl, see, Carl, you know, when I came to the Comedy Store, him and I became instant friends.
Yeah, I've heard he's a good dude.
Yeah, in fact, he used to, like, him and his, at the time, he was dating this, an ex-waitress from the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And they would invite me to his house. I was, like, kind of like an open micer almost.
Yeah, like today.
And they would make food, right? And then when I made some money, I helped get his teeth fixed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, because he had messed up teeth?
One day he was talking, and it smelled like shit, and I said,
so mean.
It just smelled like pure dog shit.
That's
like it
was, so mean, Bob.
It didn't smell good.
He had rotting teeth?
Yeah. And I go, oh, man, what the fuck? Is that shit?
Did you eat shit for lunch?
Yeah, and he goes, no, man, I just have this hole, and it hurts so bad. And he goes, I asked Roseanne for some money, and she wouldn't give me any for my teeth.
She's like $100 million.
Yeah, yeah. I go, how much is it? And he's like, $2,500 or so. And he paid me back, but I gave him the money.
That's amazing.
No, because I love him so much.
That's so nice to do that.
He's one of my idols.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, Sabrina, one of Sam Kinison's...
his wife.
Well, yeah.
Right.
She, one day, this actually happened, because she knows I was a big Sam Kinison fan, and she comes to me, and I was like, I think I just got on Mad TV or something, and she goes, she gives me a plastic bag. And I open it up, and it's just a gigantic, stinky shirt with a cut down here like this, open. I go, what is it? She's like, this is Sam's favorite shirt that he used to perform in. I never washed it.
Wow.
And I had it on today. I found it today.
You need to frame that.
I found it today, right? And I tried it on. I looked in the mirror. It's so big on me, right? And I, yeah, but it's ironic, coincidental that you brought that up.
Yeah, that you wore a Kinison shirt today.
Yeah.
Bobby, I'm being genuine when I say this. Mm. I'll buy you a frame, but you must frame that.
I'm going to frame it.
Because that's the thing that'll just get lost on accident.
You're right.
That's like, it's dope. It's not like the rooster. Those can go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that I like.
George Carlin gave me that.
He's dead. You get another one.
Yeah. No, it's really special. And
but people should watch the Showtime documentary. It's about the Comedy Store if you care. I know people sometimes are like, we've already heard about it. It's like, look, this is beautiful insight. And it's Leno, Letterman, Jim Carrey, Burr.
But Paulie yelled at me because apparently he said that I said in the documentary that the green room smelled like his mom's pussy.
Did it?
I don't know, but I don't remember. Did I say that on the documentary?
I don't remember that.
That's what he told me that I said, and he yelled at me.
I don't remember that, dude.
Was I in it?
You are in it.
Okay.
Yeah. It said Resident Noodle. That's what the tag said.
All right.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Stop it.
That's crazy.
JK. Thank you for being a bad friend.